Hey guys, welcome back to Mind Links, and today we're going to be talking about something in relations to the era we are in, which is the new year. We're going to be talking about transitioning, knowing when you are transitioning. So that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about knowing when you are transitioning, knowing when you are transitioning into your next level, your next era, your next upgrade, knowing when the upgrade is about to happen. Because some of us, most of us, especially me, have it all wrong. Whenever we are transitioning, we tend to misinterpret it and even make our transitioning last longer, the whole process even more difficult. So you're going to be learning about how to transition peacefully and how to identify when we are about to make a big transition in our life. This is Mind Links. I have a cold. Forgive me. Forgive my sniffles. I have a cold. So it's really cold out here. So forgive my sniffles. This is Mind Links. And you know you can always subscribe to the YouTube channel at the Dish Talk Show. And you can always follow us at the Dish Talk Show on Instagram, Twitter. And listen to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so many other platforms as well. And we have good news for you, but we're gonna wait. So I'm gonna wait to the end of this show, this podcast, to let you guys know what the news is. But for now, make sure you click the subscribe button on YouTube, and make sure you follow me on Instagram at the Dish Talk Show. Make sure you follow the Dish Talk Show on Twitter. Follow the Dish Talk Show. If you're looking for the Dish Talk Show on any platform, just type in the Dish Talk Show. If you're searching it on Spotify, it's called the Dish Talk Show. And the Dish Talk Show, you can get My Links, Just Vibing, and any other podcast under the Dish Talk Show. So keep subscribing, keep liking, keep listening, and please leave your questions. Please leave your what will I call them? Your additional contributions to the show. So I really want to hear from you. Leave your contributions, leave your questions. I really love to hear what you have to say concerning all the topics we'll be talking about. Okay, so let's hop into it. What is transitioning? Is transitioning always change? Is it a different, will I become a different person entirely? Will I have to kill myself in order to become that person, or will I have to transition while carrying my old self alongside? All these questions we've been asking ourselves about transitioning, and what is even transitioning, and what aspects are you talking about concerning transitioning? We're going to be answering all those questions. Stay tuned and let's get ready. So transitioning is to make a change or shift from one subject or place or personality or era onto another. So basically making a shift or change from one particular aspect of your life to another aspect of your life. So it's like moving from one point to another and transitioning. We're going to also be talking about what triggers that transition, we're going to talk about what triggers the transition, what delays transition, and the process, what happens during the process of transitioning, and the details about the experiences you're gonna have when transitioning. So let's just really stay tuned to this. So we already now know what transitioning is, the dictionary definition of what transitioning is. Okay, I'm transitioning from one thing to other, moving from one thing to another, moving from one subject to another, moving from one personality type, depending on your dating history, or one relationship, or your go-to type when you're dating, to another type. Okay, so it's like a movement or a change. I won't say change, I just think it's like a movement from one aspect to another aspect. So it's like a transition. And why it's called just transition, it doesn't happen abruptly. It doesn't just happen like, oh my god, I'm here, and all of a sudden I'm here. No, it's like transitioning is like a gradual process. It's like a fade out and a fade in to something else. Okay, so that whole period is really, really important to master what it is, identify when it's about to happen, and know the right things to do when you are about to transition, basically. So we're going to be talking about that. So let's get into identifying what transition or what your transitioning period looks like. So basically, any change or adjustment that impacts your life in any way is called a transition. So a transition could be centered around something exciting, such as starting a new job or joining a new family if you're a foster child, or having a child. It could also be a loss of someone. It could also be the onset of like a breakup or something. Like, so many things, changes in life require transitions. Because for example, if you should suddenly go through a loss or a breakup, immediately you are starting your transition process. So you are going to transition from the relationship mindset of being with somebody into being single and thriving. So it's going to be a journey. Like I said, transitioning is not a immediate thing. It doesn't happen suddenly. It's a process. It's like a fade out and a fade into something else. Okay. One of the reasons why transitions can be very, very challenging is because of change, increased stress, and there are so many reasons why transitions can be changing. Let's take a look at a butterfly, the journey of a butterfly. So the butterfly is a symbol of change and transitions because of the process of metamorphosis to go through. During the process of metamorphosis, the butterfly, you know, goes from a caterpillar, creates a cocoon, stays in that cocoon for like a while. I'm not too sure on how long they stay in the cocoon, and eventually breaks out of that cocoon and a new, different, you can't even imagine, like a caterpillar looking, you know, green, long, crawling in a certain way, would change into a butterfly. If you should have a butterfly on your left side and you have a caterpillar on your right side and you're trying to compare the two, it's kind of very similar, yes, but like the difference is outstanding. This also goes to show the whole process of life transitioning. When you go through something traumatic, or when you are expecting something exciting in your life, you have to use this butterfly effect as a metaphor and look back to what actually goes on during the metamorphosis process of the butterfly transitioning from caterpillar to a butterfly. They go into a cocoon. Let's use a breakup for example. You recently got broken up with, your boyfriend broke up with you, and you are devastated, like heartbroken to the baddest level, and you might even feel so horrible at that moment. But this is only the beginning of your transitioning process, and you should know, like I said, we're going to talk about how to identify a transition. Using this heartbreak or relationship issue example, or breakup example, you can use that and say, oh wow, I just lost my boyfriend, I just lost my mom, I just lost my dad, I just lost this job, I just lost this thing, this deal, whatever the loss may be. Just by identifying that, oh wow, I'm about to go through a transitioning process, and just identifying the fact that you're going through a transitioning process alone, just the onset of loss, from that onset of loss, it helps you have that whole process. It helps you go through the whole process seamlessly. It helps you go through the whole process seamlessly because you now know, oh wow, I'm about to enter a new aspect or a new level of my life. So let me be very mindful of how I take this period, or how I deal with this period. What are the things I'm going to use this period to do that's going to be beneficial to my life? It's not, oh, I'm just going to ignore this feeling and just use the emotional outrage to go bounce back or just do something erratic. That alone would delay your transitioning process. Transitioning is a normal aspect of everybody's life. It's normal for us to grow from one point to another, transition from one type of personality type to a different type of personality because we are learning. Life lessons also help us transition. Like, imagine someone has been arrested for a crime, for maybe a petty theft, or has been indulging in petty crime for a while, and then eventually is arrested and taken to prison. That prison period is obviously the time for the person to use to educate themselves, think about their life, and make that whole process, which is a transitioning process, seamless and beneficial to them, so that they can come out at the other side of the transition process a different, better, upgraded version of themselves. So that's one of the most important reasons why you need to identify when you are transitioning. We're going to go into the types of transitioning. Okay, sorry, before we go into types of transitioning, we're going to talk about why are life transitions really traumatizing and challenging. Why are life transitions very traumatizing and challenging? So we're going to start with number one, increased stress. So basically, in response to life transitions, we all experience different types of stress. Sometimes people may experience eustress, a form of stress that like helps you feel motivated to make the challenges and make progress and change your situation. That's called eustress. However, stress that can actually continue for a very, very long time and negatively impact us and even give us like health issues, can even lead to health issues and mental health issues as well. So it's very important for us to identify these transitions when they are about to happen and now use this as an opportunity to create the type of life or the type of person we want to be at the other side of the transition process. So I wanted to also add that the transitioning process is an opportunity to start again. It's like a restart. You reset, very basically. It's an opportunity to choose, oh wow, I have a second chance. It's time for me to pick, what do I want to be? What will benefit me now? Forget the what I've done in the past. Forget what I've experienced. It's time for me to use this opportunity to build myself again, build my life again, make necessary repairs that my life is needing. Take away people in my life that are damaging my life. Create avenues to invite healthy friends, healthy friendships in my life. Healthy meaning it's beneficial to you. You are also beneficial to them as well. It's a symbiotic relationship that helps you grow. This is a period you can take advantage of this period and use it as a restart. So it's a very powerful period and you have to identify it. So change can be very traumatizing for people because change from what we are so accustomed to previously, like what we've been previously accustomed to, even if it's a good change, it can be difficult. Even if it's something that it's like an upgrade, it can be very, very difficult to allow to happen. Okay, so let me use an example. I'm laughing at myself. Let me use an example so you can understand why transitioning from a bad experience to a good experience can be difficult sometimes, because we've gotten so used to that negative life you get that it's difficult to accept good things. Let's use a relationship issue, like a girl in a relationship with a domestic violent partner, a partner that is domestically violent, that physically hits her, physically abuses her on a daily basis, physically abuses her, mentally abuses her, emotionally abuses her on a daily basis. Obviously, over time, she's already used to that. She's already used to that relationship she has with that person. She's used to the toxic environment because she has adapted to that. Our body naturally adapts to situations that we are in. It just does that to protect us it just does that to protect the body basically from trauma. That's why it creates defense mechanisms and just they call it toughening you up basically. But toughening you up sometimes is positive, but most times it's negative. When they tell people, man up, be a man, why are you behaving like this, why are you emotional, man up, repress that emotion, that is your for you, or that you forcing your body to adapt to not being emotional, adapt to negative experiences without being too emotional. Okay, so maybe she has gotten so accustomed to that relationship, gotten so accustomed to that toxic relationship, and eventually the police comes by, arrests her partner, and she's now free from the toxic relationship. And now she has been taken to a different part of the country, and she's about to start her life afresh, even before she even gets to that point. It can be difficult. That is why when you know you are in a relationship with a very difficult person, a very toxic person, this goes for both male and females, we find ourselves going back, because it's something we've been used to, and this new life, although it's beneficial to us, it doesn't feel right. It's almost like we have been so addicted to that we cannot stay without it. And that's why it takes a lot of discipline and understanding and mindfulness to take us out of toxic situations, take us out of negative situations, and tell ourselves that we believe we deserve better, basically. So it is important that we identify this process, and no matter how tempting it is to go back to your partner, it's important to realize that this is a transitioning process for me, and I have to see this through and come back to the other end. Because if you don't, you find yourself stuck at the previous point you're meant to transition from, and you get stuck there for most of the time, for the rest of your life, if you're not careful. So next is unexpected transitions, like what I just described, as the police comes, she was not planning to leave her boyfriend that day, the police comes, or maybe let's even talk about this, or maybe the police comes and during the whole interaction or fight, the boyfriend is killed, or the girlfriend is killed, and this person is dead. And there's nothing you can do. There's no going back to that person. You are forced to move on. The body is forced to move on. No matter how much you go to their grave, no matter how much you go to their grave to mourn them or try to talk, it doesn't still mean the same thing. It doesn't still give you the same craving of toxicity that you need. Because the person is not yet to abuse you again. So you are being forced to change. So these transitions that happen unexpectedly and have a direct impact on our daily lives can be very challenging to cope with. So it's very important for us to identify that and know, okay, what's the goal for my next events, what's the goal for my next life, how do I build my next life, because this is an opportunity for me to build my next life, and focus on that. So focus on your goals. That's when you're planning, when you're going through the transition, you set yourself a goal. Okay, my goal is to live toxic free, never allow anybody to take me through this whole process again. Or if you've been in a system where you've been into drugs, or you are an addict or something, this is the time for you to say, I'm never going to use drug again. This is what I'm going to do for myself. Let me even live a life. Let me see how far I can actually go in life if I create this different self, different life for me. And that's why transition is put into place. It basically gives us a reset to live very, very impactful lives, basically. So those are the three things, reasons why life transitions can be very difficult, okay? So now let's talk about the types of transitions so that we can now know what type of transitions we are currently going through. Okay, firstly, we're going to talk about the anticipated transition. You know, that transition that we are dying to make or to be or eventually have, or just like transitioning from not being a mom to being a mom is so exciting. Transitioning from not being employed to being employed. It's an anticipated transition, and this is a transition that we expect to happen. So when these transitions happen, when you actually want them to happen, it's time to learn. It's time to stick. You know, sometimes we can be so excited and get so excited and start planning so many things concerning a new job or a new baby without just taking the time to breathe and learn about how this meets and supports your needs. How does this new job, how does this new baby, how does this new identity support my needs? And you know, it can still feel uncomfortable at times. You just have to be patient with it. So let's use an example of a pregnant woman that's expecting the baby. So the reason why I personally feel pregnancy lasts 9 months is for the woman to be able to prepare and transition. So that period is a very powerful transitioning time for her to transition from a particular period in her life to another period in her life. So it's 9 months because you are bringing this transition is a big one. It's not like getting a job, it's not like getting over a boyfriend, it's not like getting a new car. It's be bringing another life into the world. So that's why I feel it lasts 9 months to produce a child. And this period is a transitioning period. You notice so many things changing in your body as well. You notice so many things changing in the way you perceive the world. You become a lot protective. If you were someone that was carefree, just wanted to do everything, is very impulsive, you notice that you are no longer that impulsive, you're no longer that carefree, and you are constantly thinking about how to protect this child and how to make life for this child the best it can be. Okay, for men, it's becoming a father. That period is also a transitioning period for you to learn how to be a protector, a provider, and a good role model as well, the mom as well, and to be able to plan. So also, transitioning period is a planning period. It's not just, okay, let me just wait for the whole transition. No, you have to plan. Like I said, you set a goal and then you plan how you can achieve that goal. So the next is unanticipated transitions. These are those transitions you did not plan for, like the relationship we spoke about earlier. This part of your life, vision, things, redundancy, illness, accidents, perhaps a relationship breakdown. We spoke about that. This is the type of transition, and we've gone into details about the unexpected or unanticipated transition. Another transition we have is the non-event transitions. These are transitions that didn't happen. Some things we planned for that didn't go our way. Things we planned for that didn't go our way. We worked so hard to build this company, it didn't work out. This is a very, very difficult type of transition, because at that moment you're not thinking about it as a transition process. You're thinking about it as a bad period in your life, a period where things are not just going your way, where is it transitioning. And the reason why I say it's a transitioning is I'm learning to use any animal that sheds as an example. If you notice a snake, most of us do not like snakes, but we're going to talk about a snake because snakes are a good example, or any other animal that sheds its skin, like a cocoon. Let's use the butterfly, so people won't feel so grossed out by a snake. So during the whole transitioning process, the butterfly starts to crack open its cocoon, and it doesn't transition if the cocoon is not cracked open. So when you have plans, expectations, have worked for something, have put in that effort to get something, and it doesn't go your way, just know, I'm going through transitioning process. I'm probably going through a change right now, a transitioning project. So basically, this could be not getting a promotion. When you worked so hard to get promotions, you don't get your promotion, not being able to have a child, we tried so hard to have a child, not getting the house you had set your heart on. Managing grief and dealing with loss is also related to this type of transition, and you have to be able to accept your situation and plan. Remember, transitioning period is a time to plan. It's not a time to sit back and dwell on the past. Like I said in the the transition that you're not expecting, like the breakup, you don't keep going back because you're very accustomed to the status quo. You keep on, you know, instead of going back to your ex or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you use this period to actually say, okay, how do I plan? How do I transition to the next? It's not time for you to say, oh wow, I got broken up with, I will never make get into a relationship again. I will never try, because I got broken up with, I will never try to get into a relationship again. It's not time to make those kind of negative affirmations on yourself. It's time to plan. Okay, yes, this is a transition. Why didn't this work? Why didn't this work out? What should I do next that's gonna make this work? Okay, what are the other alternatives to at least achieve the goal that I want? So basically, using the relationship and as an example, you wanted a healthy relationship without any emotional trauma, but eventually found yourself in a relationship with emotional trauma, which is like the non-event transition. Then you have to now transition out because it didn't work out, so you have to move on. And instead of saying, oh, I'm never gonna go into a relationship again, instead of having that mindset, it's time for you to say, oh, my initial goal was to have a relationship with a very healthy relationship, so I'm gonna stick to my goal or my plan and plan actively, seriously towards it by using that negative experience has a blueprint or as a map to guide you through the right path. So basically, when I say use it as a map, you're looking at the mistakes you made. Oh, I did not pay attention to red flags, so this time I'm going to pay attention to red flags. Oh, I missed it. I didn't get the promotion. Why didn't I get the promotion? Oh, I probably was doing this differently. Okay, now I'm going to do this way. You get using your past, using the trigger, transitioning trigger, which is the past experience you had, as a blueprint to guide you through transition process to the next version of yourself, instead of dwelling in the past and saying, oh, I'm going to sit down here, I'm not going to move on. You're going to use the mistakes you made as a guide basically to take you to the next point of your life. It's not normal for a human being to stay at one point in life and don't move. It drains you. In fact, people will see you and you look like you have literally just been in the dark, you've just been locked up for years and you just look different. So you need to always try and move on, try to embrace the transition process and transition healthily. So last is the sleeper transitions. So this is one of my favorite type of transitions. I really love sleeper transitions. Sleeper transitions basically are those type of transitions that creep up on you. You don't really see it happening. It's just at some point it's like, wow, this happened. Let me give you an example with myself. So early 2020, or is it 2020? Yeah. No, I don't think it was 20. I think it was middle of February. I think it was February. Yeah, can't remember. Why was it 2021? I can't remember the year. So 2021, yes, it was 2021. I, after lockdown, was thinking of what to do with my life. So I decided to take up sewing. I had never sewn anything in my life, and I don't even know how to operate the machine. It was crazy. So I got a machine from my mom. She just said, okay, I'm gonna get your sewing machine, and I hope you use it to sew. Okay, you use it to try to do something. And I was really dedicated to learning how to sew, but I was just obsessed with creating pieces, beautiful pieces that I just was always trying to learn. So the first time I started using the sewing machine, I could not sew a straight line. It was horrible. I was frustrated. I stayed up all night with a sheet of, like, a tiny piece of cloth trying to sew a straight line, and it was horrible. I made my first dress. It wasn't that bad, but I didn't have mastery of the machine. So I just kept trying, and I just probably just forgot that I was not as good. I was just trying with my mediocre self on the machine, constantly doing, and I was just realizing I was making clothes. So I was like, wow, look what I made. And then was recently, that was on Monday this week. I made a dress, and it felt different. Okay, I was making this dress, and when I was sewing the dress, it felt different. I was even thinking the machine was I don't know the grammar to use, but like I thought the machine was fixed or something. Fixed in the machine, I really don't know. I was like, this seems a lot smoother than my experience using the machine. It seems a lot smoother, it seems a lot easier. What is going on? And then I clicked. I have mastered this craft. I have mastered sewing. I've mastered the art of sewing. And I didn't really figure out when the transition took place. I was not aware of the transition process, but I went through a transition process, and this is a perfect example of the slipper transitions. You don't really know when it creeps up on you, but it does. So these are three, I'm gonna talk about, these are four types of transitions, and you can keep them in mind and know when you are about to transition into your next, you know. But the slipper transitions, you can't really know, you just allow it. Whenever you pick up on that, it actually like motivates you to keep on doing and keep on adding to it and keep on upgrading, maybe giving yourself maybe more difficult tasks to do. Like, oh wow, I can now master, I've mastered to make this piece, let me try making this other piece, let me add to it, basically. So that's what you do when you discover the slipper transitions. So we're going to talk about tips. We're going to be talking about tips for dealing with transitions, how to deal with your transition. Number one is to prepare. You know, when possible, try to prepare for your transition. So we already know how to identify these transitions. The next is for you to prepare. So preparation may involve like outlining the plan for like logistics of your transition. So okay, basically, how do I go through this transition process and reach the next point? Or just setting a helpful mindset. Oh, I will never be around a fuckboy again, and that could be your mindset, and you keep on focusing on that till you get to the other side of the the transition process. Next is to set reasonable expectations. Do not use this, okay, yes, I said that transitioning is it's an opportunity to transition and reboot yourself, but do not set unreasonable expectations. Like, oh, since I didn't get this promotion, I'm gonna own the company. Nah, that might not work out. So you have to set reasonable expectations. Okay, develop a routine. If you don't have a routine, you can actually create a routine. A routine can help you adjust into your transition. So, oh, I find it difficult, you know, not thinking about so and so or the depth of so and so. So I'm just gonna, in the morning, go for a jog, then go for go for a walk, something. I'm going to write my journal, then I'm going to make something every day. I'm going to give myself a goal every day. I'm going to make something. Keep yourself engaged. Create a routine that's going to help you. Number one, distract you from your grief or going back to where you are transitioning from. And two, create a sleeper transition in between without you even knowing. So routine is very excellent for that. Now check yourself talk. What types of things are you saying to yourself? What are the things am I saying to myself on a daily basis? Do I say negative things about myself? Do I say I'm not good enough? Are these internalized comments helping me cope with what I'm going through? Am I thinking, oh fuck, sorry, this is a clean version, I don't know why I said that, sorry. Oh my god, am I thinking, oh wow, this person really hated me, maybe because I'm not good enough? What am I thinking? What am I saying to myself? So you have to check yourself every time. If you're thinking about something negative about yourself, be mindful and check yourself, like, oh, you're doing it again, and then say the direct opposite of what you were saying initially. Set small goals. So like I said in the routine, you can set mini goals in your process to your grand goal. So you can say, oh, instead of trying to fulfill or fully resolve everything related to your transition, you can set small feasible goals to take on one at a time. So you ask yourself, what's this small thing I can do right now? This may include things like contacting a broker for a new apartment, or if you have not gotten your PVC, you have not gotten your driver's license, you get yourself a driver's license. These little goals you set for yourself, make sure the type of goals you're setting for yourself is something that can actually benefit your grand goal. Okay. Next is to stay connected. Do not isolate yourself this period. Yes, I know that the butterfly was in the cocoon, but doesn't mean you should just lock yourself up literally in your room and not talk to people. You have to stay connected. Stay social. Get social support is very critical during times like this. Chatting with family members or a friend can actually help you, or a therapist can help you with your process of transitioning. Now lastly is practice self-compassion. This is the time you have to show empathy to yourself. You have to love yourself. This is self-love, because change is very difficult. The reality is that you aren't always going to navigate life situations perfectly, so you have to be very kind to yourself and patient with yourself during this process. You cannot blame yourself every time you make a mistake or make a slip up. This is the time you can use to be very compassionate to yourself and be like, oh, I slipped up. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. All right. Offer the same statement to yourself. If you aren't sure what you say, say it's okay. It's okay. I made a mistake. I can bounce back. So that's all for transitioning. We ended this tongue conversation at 3826. So I'm proud of myself for keeping to time. I hope you guys learned something from this. I hope you took something away from this conversation. And you always remember, you can always seek help when you need help. Do not hold yourself back. Express yourself to the right people. Mental health professionals are available everywhere, especially in Nigeria. We are growing like wildfire. It's time to take advantage of this and get yourself the best help. So what do we take away from this? This is our takeaway from this conversation. Life transitions can be challenging to navigate, but with the knowledge you received from this conversation today, you can make it a walk in the park. And always remember, if you think you would benefit from a professional assistance, you can always contact Easy Life or leave a message in the box, the question box, or directly send us a DM. The DMs are always open. Go to Easy Life and send the DM. There will be people willing to respond to you. I think I'm talking about myself. So I'll be willing to respond to you. Let's have a conversation. Let's set goals on how to grow and lesser goals on how to transition seamlessly into the better levels or versions of ourselves. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and thank you for subscribing to the YouTube and every other platform. I really am very, very grateful. You are loved and you are blessed. Also, remember to click the bell icon to keep yourself notified every time a new episode is dropped, and subscribe to YouTube. Please follow us on Spotify and also on Apple Music and other platforms that you may have access to as well. Follow us on Instagram. We're trying to grow our platform to 500 followers. Also follow Easy Life so you can see little snippets. Also, we're going to be doing video clips as well, so you can see me engaging with you directly. And we can also have like Zoom calls where you can join in and have a full conversation and be a very, very integral aspect or part of this journey called Easy Life. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. You are blessed once again, and stay healthy. Bye.